Hey, it's nobody in particular. Coming to you middle of September 2024, a Monday morning. Beautiful day, clouds in the sky. The sound of the waves in Maui looking out over the whale sanctuary. As I look around, huge puffy clouds everywhere. Weather's beginning to change in Arizona. It's going to be under 100 for the next few days. And as usual, I've been thinking about stuff. Clearly, the thinking hasn't stopped yet. And so I'd like to, once again, thank the universe, and oxygen, all the food. Thank you to my body for bringing me this far and for this whatever thing I am. Thank you. I'm nobody in particular, and that is driven home every time I look at who listens to my podcasts. Or not who, because I don't know exactly who, but how many and where. Let's just say it's extremely limited, and usually it's I'm followed by very few. So I'm not ashamed of being nobody in particular. It's an outright admission that here we are, standing here alone. No, I have friends. I have helpers. And today, it's not one subject. I've got like three things to say: two stories and an admission. I've recently come to be able to verbalize some of the things that I've learned over the past couple years. And one of the things I'm acknowledging at the moment is the feeling of being settled in. Settled in. I'm no longer, or haven't recently, and felt the panic. I feel like I know how patient one will be pretty much any time during the day now. Very few changes to that. But in the process of time, I now have changed my pattern and relaxed and doing my chores and not escaping the fact that I take the monitor and watch her so that I know what she's doing, so I can be there in a heartbeat. Two heartbeats. But I have this feeling that I've been thinking about, that I'm someplace in a better place, and that better place is good for her as well as it is good for me. And so that's it. Settled in. That's the title of the piece. I'm feeling settled in. It's on pace. We're watching it go. We're going. We're spoiling the heck out of this girl every day. Hugs and kisses. Next, a couple stories. One goes all the way back to a little town in Ohio. It's not even a town, a village. Medway, Medway, Ohio, once a power substation town covered in coal dust, a couple miles from a lake resort, Crystal Lakes, but a thriving community for many, 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 many years. Long time. Between Dayton and Springfield, Ohio. Now, when I was, I don't know, 9 or 10. Well, during the time you're growing up, there's a creek that runs through the town, Mud Run. And in the spring, it would be up, and us townies would do things like get in a washtub or something and float around. My dad made a boat, a wooden boat, and once we tried to take that up as far upstream as we could towards Springfield from the Mad River, and or maybe it was in the Mad River at that point. The training in shear pin replacements was invaluable that day. I learned to do it very well from inside the boat. I could change a shear pin in 5 minutes with my dad watching. And did a couple times for practice, I believe. Anyway, back to the story. It's a story I'm not sure who my two friends were, but I know there were three of us, and we were using the path behind the post office, the property behind the post office, to get to the river, to the Mud Run, excuse me, to the creek. And next door to the post office, I don't know who lived there, but they had two Doberman pinchers, and those Dobies would run to the fence and bark when we walked by. And I don't know how it happened, but one time when we were walking by, the three of us were walking back, and the two dogs got loose and came running toward us. Well, I froze in place, and the other two guys ran, and the dogs ignored me. They didn't bite anybody. They weren't that kind of... It wasn't a bad memory. They just wanted to play. But we got through that, and that's Medway, Ohio, going to the creek, using the post office access. There we go. Okay, now, not so many years later, so I'm going to put that in 1958, 59, 60, somewhere in there. In 1961, we went to Alaska. And my mom and dad bought a little trailer. And they would take us in the summertime when there was no school. We went up on the road somewhere between Willow and Wasilla, or Wasilla and Willow, from Anchorage. And they'd find a spot, and in fact, I think they found the same spot several times. A fire ring, wood, stone fire ring, and a camper, and water jugs, this, that, and the other, and a little Shasta camper. My sister slept above my parents, who slept in the bed at the back of the camper, and I slept where the dining table was. We did it a lot. Well, Dad had a schedule, so he'd take us out, and we'd stay camping for, I don't know, 2-3 weeks, and he'd go to work and come back, and we'd be hanging out. Well, the story I have is with my sister Kathy. She's slightly younger than I am, but we had the run of the area, admonished to be safe and not break into anything or break any windows, because there were cabins around. There were cabins that were owned, we suspect, by trappers, those who were there in the winter. They weren't there in the summer, but they were all in good repair and locked up and clean, and we showed respect around those. But when we walked around, this is a like a silt plain, and there were lots of gullies and trails and this, that, and the other. So I just want to say that my sister and I spent at least a couple summers out in the middle of Alaska, and I really, really am thankful for that, because you just can't know how big and alive it is unless you're there. Ooh, all right. Now, that's the second story. The other thing going on was, let's see here. The last little bit. I went to Waffle House the other day, following up on the Waffle House rules, and they were rocking it on Sunday. Just amazing. While I was sitting there thinking, they asked me what I wanted to go with my toast, and one of the choices was apple butter. Now, this is 2024. Life has changed. You better be able to enunciate between a T and a D, or you'll be getting something sticky that you won't want to smear on your toast. All right, that's it. If you get it, you get it. Nobody in particular. Out of here. Settled in. Yeehaw.